On Saturday, I went on a little bit of a pub crawl, guys.
What?
A pub crawl that you not sort of would expect.
Yeah, footy, no?
I played footy.
Yep.
Then I got home and I had to be at a function at 8 o'clock. And so I thought I'd get some dinner because I don't eat before a game because I just don't eat because I just feel sick. So I got home and I thought, what can I have? So I ordered some Thai and it was beautiful. But halfway through my trip down to Frankston, I was driving down the old Nepean Highway, sort of down the beach past Chelsea and all that. You know,
beautiful.
Nice little scenic route because I had a fair time to get there, about an hour. And my stomach started going nuts. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to go to the toilet so bad. It went straight through me. And I thought, I Googled how far away from the Frankston Footy Club I was. And I was about 9Ks. And I thought, oh, I can hold on. And then I was sitting at a set of lights. And on the right, I was in the left-hand lane. On the right was this pub. I thought, I'll just wait for the traffic to go past, sneak across, get in, run in, go to the toilet and get out. So I did. I went to this establishment and I walk in. I thought, I'll just go to the pokies because there won't be many people in there.
Hold on.
No. I didn't go to the, not to play. I thought there'd
too
be taller than the pokies.
Chili.
Yeah. Oh, more chili. And my stomach, it was like, I was literally going to poo my pants. I was that.
Oh, no.
Because I thought I could hold on. I'm an adult. But no, I was done. And I walked into the pokies, no toilet. So in right-hand side was all the bistro. And it was full because it was 7:30 on a Saturday night. Everyone's staring at me and I'm like, oh no. I just put my head down. I pretended to bite my fingernails and I was going to put my hoodie on. Had to walk past all the tables, past where the chefs cook, past a big long table full of people and they're all looking. The footy's on the background.
Oh no. You can't sneak around a pub.
Nah, I went straight into the toilet and I was in there for a good 10, 15, because it just kept coming and coming.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And then, I
contemplated how I was thinking about how I get out, because they know that I'm in there just to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
I did the walk of shame past everyone 15 minutes later. They're all staring at me, walk straight out to my car, and I know what they knew I did.
It's obvious.
And I got back in the car, and I was a bit embarrassed, and I drove for about another 2K, and it started again.
No.
And I'm like, oh, come on. I've just literally done like 3 or 4. Oh, I don't need to go again. And then on the left-hand side was another little pub. And I thought, it didn't look that busy. And I'm like, I'll just go in there. Because I was going to stop at this Ampol service station, but they didn't have a toilet.
Yeah, no.
Because I had a look. And I stopped at this pub and I walk in and there's no one at the front bar. I said, yes, there's no one in here. This is not embarrassing.
That's tougher, no?
Nah, there was no toilet in the front bar. I had to walk past the bistro again.
Oh.
And everyone's staring at me. And I heard someone go, I think that's Fev. And the toilet, 10 minutes, another one, all out.
No, again, just doesn't need the detail. The story's good without it.
I'm just explaining it for the people who are listening. And then I got back in the car and I was about 3 minutes from the ground and I needed to like fart.
Yeah.
And I knew it wasn't a fart. And I'm in trouble again. And I'm like, I'm in massive trouble again. And I popped into the pub. It was sort of a nightclub pub. And I went in and it went out again. And then I did the walk of shame again. So everyone down the peninsula way would have gone, I saw Fev walk into the pub and do a massive big and walk out again. I had 3 pubs in the space of about, I reckon, 6K. I went in, demolished and went out.
How many goals did you kick on the weekend?
2.
Yeah, never. I did more poos than goals.